Okay, we are up to Yirmiyo, Perek Lamed Aleph, a long Perek, a major Perek in the Navi. It is a Perek of Nechama, a Perek of Nevuah, a positive Perek. Right in the middle of the Perek, Yirmiyo says, this Perek, this Nevuah, is even worth it to parallel and to give me Sipuk and Nechama, even with all the Nevuahs HaParanis that I have said. So this is what we laid this on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's about Rachel Mavaka al Baneha, Rachel crying for us to have Rachmanis, just like we want to have Rachmanis on Rosh Hashanah. So there's a lot of psukim here. We'll do what we can, but once you know, there's a lot more. The Mefarshim all on the Machzor on Rosh Hashanah talk all about this parak, at least the first part, that is the Haftorah. Ko Amar Hashem, Matzah Chein Bamidbar. Hashem says, after the previous description of the Nevuah, of what's going to be in Yemos HaMashiach, Hashem says, let me tell you why. Because I love them. Matzah Chein Bamidbar. I found Chein, they found favor in my eyes in the Midbar, which Pashas means during the desert, when I took them out of Mitzrayim, and they were left at Achar Bamidbar, Bereslo Zeruah. They went out in a place where there was no civilization, there was no food, and they had emunah. The Abarbanel says, even on a deeper level, Midbar is from the word Midaber. Midaber, what does that mean from the word Midaber? Says the Abarbanel, going back to the beginning of the Perek, says the Abarbanel, nearly Lefarish, Bamidbar Milashin Midaber, Nomarshu, Nomar al Hatfila Vahadibur. Matzachain by Midbar, by Medaber, I have found chain in all the tefillas that they have given to me throughout the Golas. Shehem Seride Charev, Meha Golas Harech Hazeh, Shtarhargo Osama Umos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'avel Letfilasen Shal Sadikim, V'yitnu Tam Letfilasen Mediburam, right, that is what I love. So Hashem says, Matzachain by Midbar, for the power of tefila in Golas, Am Seride Charev, this nation that has survived from the sword of so many, Rashi says, Mitzrayim, Amalek, Kena'an, Haloch, and we could add in many, many more. Haloch lehargio Yisrael, I am leading Yisrael to Margoa, to tranquility, to a place of rest. Meiracho kashem nir ali, from far away. So who's talking here? The Radak says the first four words of the Pasuk are Bnei Yisrael talking to Hashem. From Rachok, this Hester Panim, I don't feel Hashem in this long galus, but Hashem answers us, Avas Olam Avtich, I have eternal love for you. Olam is qualitatively unending. Akein Mishachti Chesed, right? I have pulled Chesed to you, you don't realize it, you don't feel it, but I am very close to you. Od evneich v'divneis. I am going to build, and it will be built, Pesulas Yisrael. Twice in this parak, Yirmiyo calls, in the name of Hashem, calls Bnei Yisrael, Pesulas Yisrael, as if it'll ki'ilu, we won't remember the pain, we won't remember the difficulty at the beginning. We'll be like a Pesula, it'll be the freshness and the newness. That's what we're called. But Hashem says, I will build, evneich v'divneis. Rashi says here, what he says also in Masechah Sukkah. Rashi says, Od evneich v'divneis, binyanim, Shnayim hayulacha al yidei adam. Two buildings you had built by man. Laka charvu, they were destroyed. Od evneich ani ba'atzmi binyan shlishi v'nivneis la'olam. But I will build a binyan shlishi that will last forever. And this is a major discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam says beferish that the Melech HaMashiach is going to help build the Beis HaMikdash. But Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph both quote, based on the giving pshat in the Gemara there, that the future Beis HaMikdash will be brought down from Shemayim by Hashem. Hanimili binyan abani bidei adam. Aval mikdash ha'asid sha'anu mitzapin banu. Rashi says in Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph that Hashem is going to bring it down, and we are waiting for this. The Midrashim that we learn when we're very young about every mitzvah that we do is another brick on the base of Mikdash, but Hashem is going to bring it down. But that's what's alluded to in this pasuk. Rashi says here, Od Evneich Vinivnes Pesulas Yisrael. O Tadi Tupayach, you'll wear makeup in the future. V'yatzas b'mchol misachakem, you'll be dancing. Right, it'll be in very public. O Titei Kramim Bahare Shomron, you'll plant vineyards in the mountains of Shomron. The Radak says you won't plant like in nowadays that you plant and you have to run away and you're scared. No, you'll plant and you'll be able to be relaxed outside. Natu notim v'chilelu, you'll be able to harvest them, you'll be able to be mechalel them, that means in the fourth year, bring them up for avai, and go to Yerushalayim. Ki yesh yom, there will come a day, karu notzrim bahar Ephraim, the watchman will say in Har Ephraim, Kumu v'na'alet Zion, let's go to Zion al-Hashem Elokeinu. There'll be guards guarding the ways, making sure people know the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Please go, Aliyah Regel. The Malbim said this is exactly the opposite of what Yeravam ben Nevat did. Yeravam set up Shomrim in order to get people not to go be Aliyah Regel, to keep people away, says the Malbim. Ki yesh yom, she'achas, she'tchila, tchila, hayu ma'amidim shomrim b'har Ephraim, bal ya'alu Yisrael Yerushalayim. Yavo yom, she'yamdu notzrim, v'shomrim, v'yikaru kumu v'na'letzion, v'yishmru behefech. Everybody will be going to Yerushalayim, but exactly the opposite of what was done, right? The Gemara says at the end of Maseches Tainus, one of the six reasons why we are happy on Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, is because the day that those Shomrim were gotten rid of, the Pardesios that were gotten rid of, that misled people not to go to Yerushalayim, but there will come a day that there will be other Shomrim, exactly the opposite. The Mefarshim quote here, the Rav Pam once commented that this was one of his favorite psukim, because it exactly shows what was used. L'ra will be used l'tov. And that's based on this Malbim. But now let's see on Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem said, describing the Nevuah. Again, the Bar Menel says there are different parts of this parak. First, he says it's talking about the return of the 10 tribes, then about Yehuda, and then the final part will be about the unification of all of Klal Yisrael. Kikom Amar Hashem, Ranu liYaakov simcha v'tzahalu barosh gayim, right? Sing and be happy. The Malbim by each of these psukim talks about the difference between rina and simcha and sahala. Hashmiu halalu v'imro Hashem Hashem esamcha. Everybody will say Hashem saved His nation. Eis she'iris Yisrael. Hidini mevi osam eretz safon v'kibastim yarksi aretz. Pasuk describing kibas galias. I'll bring them from the north, from all the lands. Bam iveru pisayach. Even the blind and the lame, Harav Yoledes Yachtov, the pregnant and the ones who just gave birth, Yachtov, Kahal Gadol Yeshuvu Hema, everybody will come back. Chazal Darshan, a few ma'amarim on this pasuk, the last one of Harav Yoledes, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed, that in the future everything will be very quick. All the processes will be very quick, says the Gemara there. Bottom of Shabbos Lamed Amid Beis. Yosef Rabbi Gamliel v'Kadarish, Asida Isha Shetelaid b'chol Yom. That women will be able to have kids every day. Shenemar Hara v'Yolei Des Yachtav. Because it says pregnant, they're giving birth. Ligli Galav Oso Talmud. There was a Talmud that said Ain't Kol Chadash Tachas Hashemesh. That can't be. And Rabbi Gamliel takes him out and shows him, look at that chicken. The chicken lays an egg and it cracks. It opens the same day. Rabbi Gamliel also said there, Asidim Ilanos Shemotzian Peros b'chol Yom. Based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, Asida Eretz Yisrael Shotitotzi Gluskos VeKleimilas. Based on the pasuk in Tehillim, everything will happen. Amazing, miraculous events. The Maharal has an important comment in Netzach Yisrael in Perek Nun, where he discusses this does not mean that it's going to be a totally miraculous existence. Right? Remember, says the Maharal, the Rambam quotes the Deya in Maseches Sanhedrin, Ein Bein Olam Azel Yemos HaMashiach El Shibun Malchias Bilvad. The only difference between now and Yemos HaMashiach is Shibun Malchias. But says the Netzach Yisrael, says the Maharal, that doesn't mean it's going to be exactly like it is now. Because Teva will also be a little different. Teva is limited now because of the Chet of Adam and Chava. But when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to the story of pre-chet, and therefore there's not going to be limitations on Teva. So Teva will function. It will be Teva, but it'll be a different kind of Teva. Says the Maharal, Ein daita lomar, shalo yeh davar yoter, rak shalo niyeh anachnu v'deidu 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 m'shubatim. It won't just be Shibun Malchias. Ki davar zein lomar klo, avalo yeh ha'olam mutba b'chomriyim kasher u'ata, v'yistalaka yetza hara min adam, v'yatu abrios levecha lavodim yotzar kol. All physical life is affected by sin. And he quotes this Gemara in Shabbos, and he says, women having babies naturally, that's all not here, Bizman Azeh, every day, because of sin, because of Adam and Chava, because of the Chet of the Eitz Hadas. But once we go back to Yemos HaMashiach, and we return to the state of pre-Chet, then all of these things can happen, because this will be the natural state. The Pasuk also says, Iveru Piseach, the blind and the lame. The Radak says, even if these people are, you know, it's hard for them to come back, and you might think they'll be trampled. No, everything will be benachat, and they'll be able to come. The Malbim says, even if there are two Jews in some far-flung land, disabled, whatever. They'll come back. Every single Jew will come back. The Gemara in Sanhedrin discusses, is everybody going to be healed? There'll be two stages. They'll come back first with their mumin, and then everybody will see them, and then they'll be healed. But this is the pasuk describing Kibbutz Galuyos. Bivchi yavo'u. Pasuk Ches, they'll come in crying. The Radak says, there's a bichi of simcha. There's a wailing and crying of simcha. Uvisachanunim ovileim. And I'll bring them back with tefillah. Olichem al nachle mayim. I'll bring them back by paths of water. Either this means literally water, they won't be thirsty. The Barbanel says maybe it means Torah. In mayim ala Torah. Bederach yashar. Lo yikash luba. Nobody will stumble anymore. Ki ayisi li Yisrael la'av ve'Ephraim b'chori hu. I am to Yisrael for an av, and Ephraim is my b'chor. Right, that's why the Barbanel says the first part is talking about the 10 tribes, which were called Ephraim and Yeruvim and Nevat. Shimu Devar Hashem Goyim v'higidu v'agidu v'ayim emerchok. Listen, all the other nations. Tal v'imru mizarei Yisrael yikatsenu. The one who scattered the Jews will gather. Meaning, it was me. Don't think you brought the Jews into Galus. Nuvuchanetzar, Tzadcherev. It wasn't you. I am the mizareh. I am the scatterer, Hashem says. The one who scattered B'nai Yisrael is gathering them in. Ushmaro Karedro, and he was guarding his flock. Kifada Hashem es Yaakov. Hashem has redeemed his nation, Yaakov. Right, it's in past tense, the Abarbanel. Kilu, it happened already. When a Navi sees a Nevuah, it's Kilu, it happened already. Uga alom yad chazak mimenu. He won't only be pode us, he'll be goel us. What's the difference? Says the Malbim, you find in the Torah, goel means a relative. Pode is to redeem something, but goel means a relative. The end of Ayikra talks about a relative redeeming when one is sold. So Hashem is like our relative. Uga alo miyad chazak mimen. When a relative tries very, very hard, even if it's stronger, the one who's holding is stronger, the relative will go beyond. And that's what Hashem will do. Uva uva reninu bimrom tzion. They'll come to the Beis HaMikdash bin Naharu. Right? They'll stream, like Yishayo says also. El tuv Hashem, al dagan, al tirosh, val yitzar. All the goodness. There'll be plenty of gashmias. Or these all might be allusions to Beis HaMikdash, right? The Karben Mincha and the oil. V'al b'nei tzon uvakar. V'isa nafsham kagan rave v'lo yosifu l'dava od. A pasuk that we say in a shiva house, right? We don't want to, there won't be any more sadness, any more tragedy. Oz, tismach, besula, b'machol. Girls will be dancing around. Bachurim uzakenim yachtov. Young and old men together. V'yafachti evlam l'sason. I will change their mourning to happiness, right? The Gemara quotes that in the context of the fast days relating to Tisha B'Av, they will be changed into Simcha. V'nichamtim, there'll be comfort. V'simachtim, migonam. The Mefarshim are medayik. In the pasuk, it says the girls will be dancing. Besula will be dancing with Machol. The Bachurim will be dancing with the Zakenim. Meaning it doesn't say that the Besulos will be dancing with the Bacharim. The Yamshal Shlomo picks up on that in the first parak of Maseches Gittin. In the Yamshal Shlomo, in Simin Yud Ches, says the Yamshal Shlomo, Mihitil, talking about mixed dancing, Mihitil lahem lios b'machal echonim abzulos, lozu aderech asher harolonu chasidim arishonim, v'kasu v'darshu, our pasuk, as tislak besula b'machol, bachurim zakenim yachtav, mashma dafka shabachurim yu emzakenim, u besulos yu b'machol avadan. Afilu la'asin lavo, even in the future when the Yetzirah is so low, even there we will have separate. Kal v'chomer ha'idna, shasatan merakid b'yoser, v'ador paritz b'chait, gam amar akasav, we also say every morning, bachurim v'gam besulos, zakenim im na'arim. Right, we don't say Bachurim im habzulos, right? David HaMelech and Tehillim. Right, we have to make sure with Daik in the Pesukim that even when we're Besimcha, right, there is Gidrei Tznius. Continue, Karamar Hashem. Now we have the famous Pesukim. Kol Barama Nishma, there is a voice that is heard on high. Right, this might mean, right, some say it means that the Tfilas of Klal Yisrael, but Pasha, it means Rachel Imenu. She was the one that cries on high. The Medrash tells us that she was Dafka buried. The Radak quotes this Medrash in Breishas Rabbah, she was Dafka buried on the roadside, because that's the way B'nai Yisrael went into Galus, and she's the one that's going to protect, and the one that's going to be Meitzil Klal Yisrael. The Medrash in Parshas Vayishlach, Pei Beis Yud, right, that's the Parsha where Rachel dies. Mat Safa Yaakov Avinu, Sha'agolios Asidos La'avor Sham, Leficha Kavra Sham Kadeshate Mevakeshes Aleihem Rachamim. Right, she's going to ask Rachamim. And Rashi quotes even more. Let's just read the pasuk first. Nishma, Kobra Ma Nishma, Nehi Bechisam Rim, a bitter cry. Rachel mevaka al baneha. She's crying for her children. Me'anali inachem al baneha. She refuses to be comforted ki einenu. Right, her children from the Ephraim, the 10 tribes, they still haven't come back. So that she doesn't have, she does not accept any tarchumen. Rashi here quotes the Medrash Agada that during Bizman HaMikdash, when Menashe put a selim in the Heichal, the Avos and the Imos try to be Mephias HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing worked until Rachel Imenu says, I brought a co-wife into my bedroom, and I let her go first. So if I did that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could also have Rachmanis. Your Rachmanis is greater than a human Rachmanis. Ani echnasti tzarasi betoch beisi. Shekal ha'avoda shavad Yaakov esavi lo aved ela bishvili. Kishabazi likanis l'chopa hechnisu ed achoti v'lo odai sheshatakti ela mashamasati l'simani. Afata im hechnisu banecha tzarasecha l'beisecha shtok lahem. Give them Rachmanis. And Hashem accepts the tefillah of Rachel. Yisachar lefulasech. The pasuk continues. Kamar Hashem minikolech mibechi. Stop crying. Veinach midimak. Yisachar lefulasech no Hashem. There's going to be sachar. V'shavu me'eretz oyev. They will come back eventually. V'yishtikval arisech. And there's hope. Don't give up hope, no Hashem. V'shavu banim ligvulam. The famous psukim of the children will come back as describes Kibbutz Galios. Shamoa shamati Ephraim is no day disartani vayivaser. I have heard, says Hashem. I have heard Ephraim. I've heard the Jews say, I've gotten Yisurin and I deserve it. Ke'egal olumad. I haven't been as good of an animal. Hashiveni v'yashuva ki atashem alkai. Please bring me back. Ke'achrei shuvi nichamti v'achrei hivadi savakti al yarech. Right after tshuva, I feel bad. These psukim are used by the Rambam and by Rabbeinu Yonah in the first part of Shari Tshuva to discuss the process of tshuva, that he talks to hear about nechama, meaning feeling bad about it, stopping to do it, banging oneself. Look back at all my sins, and I feel bad. And Hashem says, Hashem says, my beloved son, as I talk about you, even though I've had 30 prakim of churban, zachar es karenu od, I remember how much I love you. Al kein hamumei ailo, my insides shake. Rachem arachamenu, and I have compassion to Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik in Divrei Hashkafa on page 245, 246 discusses ultimately when we get to the highest levels of avodas Hashem, it's like with the innocence of a child. It's with the feelings of a child, that naivete of a child, not of an older, more mature person with all of the negative outlooks and the way we view things. Hagadlus hasichlis shehigia l'si choseres l'sharshar l'katnus hamochin l'katnus yaldutit who margish b'nochuchut elokim b'kol chushav. We feel Hashem ketinok boche haratz l'toch zoroseh shel emo heves, like a child that runs into a mother's arms. Kenechbaz ish yelet atorah el elokav v'yokel makabalas hayelet ba'av ovratzon chovevhu tinoko shem yisrabam yiladim ktanim t'mimei regesh u'machshava. And he goes, the kata goes l'fnai l'fnim, into the arms of HaKadosh Baruch. And that's how one of the highest states that one can reach when one has that childish outlook in their relationship with Hashem. Hatzivilach siyunim, the pasuk continues. Said Hashem says, when you go into Galus, set up siyunim, which pashtus means remember the way back. Remember the way back. But the Medrash, we know Rashi and the Rabban both quote the Medrash in Parshas Ekev. Hatzivilach siyunim is a message of mitzvos. Keep doing the mitzvos. Rashi and the Ramban quote the unbelievable Medrash. In Chutz Laris, there's something missing to every mitzvah. Not just the mitzvahs having to do with Eretz Yisrael, but all the mitzvahs. V'kfar kasafti, says the Ramban, ki mitzvahs ha'eila chovas ha'gufeim, v'dinam b'chol makom kamo ba'aretz, avo yesh bom b'medrash hazeh sod amok v'far amasi lahem. He writes what he wrote in Chayasara and in Toldos and mostly in Achremos. In Yurches Chafei, that's where he has the largest treatment of it, that mitzvahs and chutz la'aretz are missing an element, even tefillin and mezuzah. Is the example that the Medrash gives. That's what it's doing there in Parshas Ekev, but it's based on this pasuk here of Hatzivilach Siyunim, Sim, and the Gra can't believe it. We've discussed that in the past. Similach Tamrurim, Shisi Libech Lamasila, focus on the way back, Derech Halach, the way that you have gone. The Rashi points out here the Kri and the Ksiv. The Kri, the Ksiv is Halachti, Hashem says, I have gone with you, right? Shchinta begalusa, I'm in galus with you. Shuvi besulas Yisrael, come back, besulas Yisrael. Rav Pinkus has a whole mimer with this title. Besulas Yisrael, once we do tshuva, we're like a psula, the sin never happened, right? Me ala teva. Shuvi el arayach ela, come back to these cities. Anmasai tizchamakin, abasa shoveva, how long are you going to stay there? Kivar Hashem chadashabarth, Hashem made something new. Nekeva tisoviv gaver. The girl is going to run after the boy. Usually the boy runs after the girl. Here the girl's going to run after the boy. What does that mean? So simple understanding, most say it means B'nai Yisrael, we're like the Kaal, Hashem is our husband. So we're going to run after Hashem. Or the Malbim says, Eretz Yisrael is going to run after us. It's going to connect to us. It's going to yearn for us. And that's what's going to bring us back. By the way, this last pasuk is a makar for the girl, the woman, the Kaal, walking around the chasen. Under the chuppah, Nekeva to Sovev Gaver. Komar Hashem el Tzvokos Elokei Yisrael. Hashem says, O Yom Rath Adavar Zeveret Yehuda, Ubarav, Barishubi Yeshvusam, they'll say, Yivarecha Hashem, Neveyat Tzedek. People will recognize the bracha that we have in the coming back to Eretz Yisrael with a Beis HaMikdash. And then in Chafei, Yirmiyahu says, Alzos HaKitzosi V'era, I woke up from this Nevuah, Ushnasi Arvali, and it was very sweet. All of the peronios that I've been through, Baruch Hashem, this one is a good one. Then the last part of the parak, the Abarbanel says, this is about the Achdos of Yehuda and Ephraim. Hine yamim ba'am nam Hashem, v'zarati es beis Yisrael, v'es beis Yehuda, zera Adam, v'zera Behema. Everybody's going to come back. There's a Gemara in Sota, zera Behema means people who act like Behemas, but either way, it means all people are going to come back. And just like I focused on the Jews, lintosh, v'lintotz, all the destruction, Kanesh Karalayam Livnos Valintoa. Right? It's all gonna, there's a reason for everything. There's gonna be a binyan. In the foot and in the certain Svarim, they quote that they once asked the Chazon Ish about the Holocaust. He says, We have no idea. We don't have Rashi on the Holocaust. In some events in life, we have Rashi. A lot of them read a Gemara, you have no idea what it's talking about before we see Rashi. So we don't have Rashi on the Shoah yet. We don't have Rashi. So this pasuk is saying there's always going to be a Rashi. Just like I destroyed, Hashem says, so too I'm going to build. There won't be anybody complaining of Osachlu Boser. That there'll be punishments. No, it won't be punishments. We will all be back in Eretz Yisrael. And then the next few psukim were taken out of context by non-Jewish theologians to say that Hashem has rejected us. Because the psukim say, the charati is beis Yisrael, is beis Yehuda, bris chadash, the new covenant. Lo kabris, not like the previous covenant that you have not held up your part of the bargain. Heferu is brisi, bat lamed beis, zo sabris, if we look closely though, we'll see what it says. It doesn't say it's a different bris. It just says it's the same bris, but this one's going to be eternal. Zos habris asher echros es beis Yisrael. And he says the Jews. Achrei yamim ahem nu Hashem anasati es tarasi bikirbam. V'alibam echtavena. I'm going to write it on their hearts. So it'll be forever. V'isi lam lelokim behemo yuli la'am. You can't just take a pasuk out of context. Read the whole, all the psukim. The Jews are going to be my eternal nation. V'lo yalamdu, a pasuk lamed gimel, an amazing pasuk. V'lo yalamdu od ishes re'eyu, mishes achiv le'mar. Nobody will have to teach Torah anymore. Ki kulam yedu, see, everybody will know. So it doesn't mean everybody will know everything. Right? The Abarbanel says it's kind of like instinctual, like we cough when we have something in our throat, then we cry. So certain basic Torah knowledge will be instinctual to human beings. The Yalkut Shimoni even says in Shin Yud Zayin, we're going to learn from Hashem, so we'll never forget. When you learn from a Basar Badam, so it's forgettable. But if you learn from Hashem, it's never forgettable. Komar Hashem, no Sein Shemesh, Lo Yomam. And then Hashem says, just like there are rules of nature, there's the sun, Chukos Yareach, Vekochavim, there's the moon, there's the stars, so too, Gam Zera Yisrael Yishpesu, so if the Jews aren't here, then the whole world wouldn't be able to function. So the nature part of the world are the Jews being here, and we have to recognize that. And the parak ends off by describing the city as it's going to be, the borders of the city in Yerushalayim, right? Here in the time of the Kar, Chaim Kanievsky discusses, doesn't it say that elsewhere that we're going to go, the Yerushalayim is all going to go all the way to Damascus? Okay, you got to work out the Peshantim. Either way, this is a major parak, a lot more, but we did what we could here in Yirmiyahu in Parak Lamed Aleph.